and high school career in the city of Roswell. I kind of moved around in early years in elementary school, but basically I graduated from Roswell High School. I went to Crawford Middle School, and I would say that at the time when I graduated from high school, it was, you know, we had your different cliques. You had, I was, you know, on the basketball team, the football team, and the track team. And basically the people that I associated with were all, you know, involved in sports. But I also did have other people that weren't involved in sports that I had, that I was friends with, both white and black. We were, you know, Roswell High School is a fairly large high school. It probably had about over 1,000 students easily. And this was back, you know, in 1991 when I graduated. And the majority of the students were white. It was only probably about 5-8% black that went to the school. And a lot of my friends that were there that were black, they came from other parts of the county. They called it M to M. They came from the southern part of the county up to, you know, the northern part of the county to go to the schools that were in this area because they gave them more challenges and a better opportunity for them to get, you know, to go to the next level, go to college. Because, you know, in the areas where they were from, you know, it was impoverished probably, and it was a bad situation in the South County. They call it South County, which is still Fulton County, but, you know, it's the areas where, you know, the school system is, I guess that part of the school system is not up to par with the school systems up here, like, say, for instance, Roswell, and it's a school called Milton and North Springs, you know, schools like that. So I had a lot of friends that didn't stay in Roswell that were black, but they came here every day, and they would have to get up at, like, 4:30 in the morning just to come to school up here. And then, yeah, stay all day. Then it'll take them, you know, some days getting home at, you know, 6 or 7:30 at night. And
for, to wake back up.
Yeah, well, to get back home from school. Right. Yeah, and then, like, do it all over again the same day, wake back up. And, yeah, they made, you know, big sacrifices. And I had a lot of friends that, you know, like that. Because there weren't too many black people that went to Roswell High School. I had, you know, a whole lot of black friends and white friends. But, you know, just weren't that many black people that went there. It wasn't that much diverse. But the experience there, I never really experienced any racism at Roswell High School that I saw from my own eyes. You know, I know that it went on, but, you know, it just, you know, we were cool with everybody because we, like I said, me and, you know, I had a few other friends that were on the football team, and everybody kind of admired us. They looked up to us and stuff because we worked hard. We stayed out of trouble. We didn't get in trouble and stuff. And we worked hard and, you know, did what we could in school, you know, try our best and stuff. And we looked at, you know, in a positive way. Now, there were some, you know, incidences where, you know, there'd be fights and stuff. And I would think that, I don't know if it's true or not, but in my opinion, I just think a lot of the white kids was kind of scared of the black kids back then because there was so few other black kids going to a predominant, like, you know, white school like Roswell. They weren't really scared, but they just didn't want to get confrontational with the black kids. So it was pretty much a, I would say, you know, the atmosphere was a settled atmosphere. It wasn't a, you know, a tense atmosphere in the school. And that's, and for the most reason, that was in high school. Now I was also in middle school too. And I think that was, for that reason alone, it was, you know, it was harmony in the school. The teachers were, you know, real good. You know, teachers helped out. It was almost like the teachers were colorblind for the most part, most teachers. And they helped you the best they could to get you to the next level of college or wherever you want to go with your future. They helped you out, you know, want to know what was going on, in, you know, at home and tried their best to do what they could for you. The teachers that I knew that were associated with me. So, I mean, on that part, you know, it was a good experience. And I do, even though there were some negative things, you know, that happened in high school with me that, you know, kind of, I don't know, it kind of set me back at the point, but now I've grown up more and I realized what I did back then, you know, it was kind of, you know, stupid, but, you know, you live and grow, you learn, you know, you grow up. But, yeah, I can't complain that, you know, that I had an awesome time and I had a good time at attending, you know, Roswell High School. And